Why do we live for acceptance? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Nancy Wilson, who wanted to look good, to be accepted, even to the point of becoming bulimic.
I think it starts out at a young age where we want to fit in with what everybody else is wearing, you know, the kind of clothes they have or the styles, you know, different hairstyles.
Right.
Just we want to be a part of, oh yeah, I'm cool. Oh, you're cool too, you know?
Yeah.
And there's all these trends that come up.
Oh,
and,
yeah, like MC Hammer pants.
And then they come back again. So right. It's like you might as well just keep your stuff from 10 years ago. But it's just like people want to fit in. And I've been there myself growing up as a kid. I always thought I was this big leader, but I'd find myself wanting to wear what everyone else was wearing, have my hair a certain way, just so I wouldn't kind of stand out or be made fun of.
Yeah, it's very important for people to have social approval. You know, social approval is actually, when we get social approval, and studies have shown this, that our reward center lights up in our brain. So when we get social approval, and when we say something that's kind of contrary to the grain of things, or wear or do something contrary to culture, then it hits the pain part of our brain, where almost like physical pain. So people want social approval. Even the toughest person still will get some type of reward in their brain when they get social approval. But where can we get that? Because sometimes it comes a time where we feel so rejected or that we don't have enough social approval. Like people could approve us, but we can feel like we don't have enough. And I lived a lot of my life like that. I just didn't have enough social approval. But what's amazing is when I came to know Christ, I suddenly felt so accepted and approved just as I am.
Yeah.
And that's what the Bible's about. I mean, it even says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God." That means God accepts us as a gift. And when you get accepted by God, suddenly it's not so painful going against the grain.
And if he's accepting us and others reject us, it's different because we're looking to him for his approval. And I think that it took me until coming to know the Lord and then even years after to say, you know what? It doesn't matter if this person's accepting or that one. God, am I approved by you? And getting that solidified is so important. So if you're struggling right now with the acceptance of coworkers or your school, whoever it is, just turn to the Lord. And if he accepts you, that's what matters. And he will give you that comfort and peace in knowing he cares for you, he loves you, and accepts you. Let's hear from Nancy after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week with the help of Card Connect Merchant Services and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. If your business spends too much on credit card processing fees, call and get a quote from Card Connect Merchant Services. Card Connect offers low rates with world-class customer service and is ready to help you save money. Just call Stephen Walker at 601-212-6788. That's Stephen Walker at Card Connect Merchant Services, 601-212-6788.
We are excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does he allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Nancy Wilson. At 19 years old, she found herself in a very hard situation. She was hungover and a mess. In fact, she had a disorder, an eating disorder, where she was bulimic. And she's going to tell us how she went through this struggle and how she got freedom. Let's welcome to the show, Nancy. Thanks for being with us.
Kathleen and Ann, thank you so much. It is my privilege to share what the Lord did to rescue this little 19-year-old party girl. And of all places, I found myself in church that morning with a hangover and just at the end of my rope after struggling with this for 3 years. But, you know, it was a deep-seated problem, and it resulted in something that could have taken my life.
So tell me, Nancy, about you were in a situation, an identity crisis. You grew up in a very good home, but you felt like you needed to get a hold of your father to get that acceptance. You believed there was a God, but you felt like you had to work. Tell me about that.
Yes, you know, I loved my father. I adored him. Oh my gosh, I just thought so much of him. I respected him. He was a professional baseball player. He was a successful businessman. And my mother was wonderful. But I had an older brother who was kind of wild and crazy. And I was kind of that trying to make peace child, you know, trying to keep things in order. And I just wanted his approval and his emotional support. But I learned later he was not really capable of that because he had a very dysfunctional home. But I think I was seeking the approval of a father. And I also began to look at God that way, as coming from a religious home that, you know, you had to kind of perform for God. So I kind of tried to fulfill that role, but deep down, oh, I was voted the friendliest girl in my school. I was popular. I was cheerleader. You name it. Everything looked great on the outside, but inside was this insecure young girl trying to get everybody's approval, including God and my dad. And it took a toll on me.
Tell me how the eating disorder started to happen. Does that is something where you look in the mirror and say, I'm fat, or is it something where you're punishing yourself? How do people usually get into that type of, or even just for yourself, getting into that bulimic disorder?
Great question. I remember just specifically a couple of things. One of them was one day for the junior ring dance, I walked down the steps having this new dress. I was all excited. My father saw me and he says, oh, looks like you're gaining a few pounds. Now, that was like a sword to my heart. You see, I had a very athletic family. My four brothers, my dad were very in shape, athletic. I was a cheerleader, but I was eating pizzas at night and kind of using food to numb some of that emotional distress. You know, I was the one everybody came to for their problems. But I couldn't have any problems. My mother, if I told her I was not feeling good, oh, everyone feels that way. Don't worry. So I just learned to stuff down my emotions. And I was this positive, popular girl that looked like everything was perfect. So I started stuffing these emotions down. But when that happened, I remember I went to a dance and my boyfriend started dancing with my girlfriend. And it sounds crazy, but I went in the bathroom and I just started crying. And I kind of lost control. I went home that night and I remember I took a box of cookies and I just sat there and just stuffed my face. And then I was so depressed. I'm going to have more fat, you know, I'm going to be less desirable. And I remember this comment this one girl had made. She says, oh, I know if you ever gain weight, just make yourself sick. And that thought came into my brain. And I tell you what, that night I opened up a door because I made myself sick and I made a decision that was going to alter my life. Because what would happen then is I would use that bulimic behavior, stuff those emotions down with food, then make myself sick. And then, of course, I felt so much guilt and shame. I started kind of scratching myself. I didn't know about cutting myself then, but I made my arms bleed and I would just feel so horrible, hung over that toilet. And I'd say, Lord, I'm never going to ever do this again. I'm so sorry. And I felt shame with God. And then I basically just felt like stuck, you know, because it was a pattern and I couldn't break free of it.
So you would go and eat on your own to stuff your feelings, your hurts, your pain. And then, of course, you'd expel it and get rid of it. And though you were probably pretty thin, when you looked in the mirror, what did you see?
Well, I realized after a while that I was getting too skinny. By the time I went to college, see, it started in high school. And I thought, okay, if I go to college, I can make a new start. I can get over this. But it was worse because I got into the party scene. I was a sorority girl. I mean, I looked pretty doggone good. You know, I won the miniskirt party at the Sig Eff house, you know, wearing a bathing suit. And I was a model in the store window to make a few extra dollars wearing a bikini, sipping lemonade. But all this began to disintegrate because I ended up getting down skinnier and skinnier. And my secret was kind of coming forth where people were noticing something was wrong. And that was about the time when I found myself with the hangover too, because I had always been morally pure and I started to make wrong choices and compromise. It was like, as I look back, I was falling into a trap of destruction. And I was just beside myself when I was in the church that Sunday and so broken. And I said, God, help me. I'm just a mess. I don't know what I'm doing. If you don't help me, nobody can. I'm lost. And you know what? I heard a voice, and it was Jesus. And I even cried thinking about it. But he said, Nancy, do you know me? And I said, no, I know all about you, but I don't know you. I said, I'm leaving this church right now. And I'm not coming back ever unless you help me. Because if you're God, you can help me. And I need help. And I left church. And you know what? That was like the best thing that ever happened to me. My boyfriend at that time was a so-called atheist. Well, first of all, he starts talking about God. And then I'm like, whoa, well, I know there's a God. But when he started talking, like something was up. Well, then my girlfriend, she had been praying for me. She saw me come home every night after curfew. I had more demerits than any girl in the college dorm. Back in those days, they had curfew, you know?
Right.
And so she was praying for me. And one night she invited me to a party. And it was a popcorn party. It was about relationships. And she knew I'd be interested. So I came, but I didn't know it was going to be about a relationship with God.
Wow. And you came to know the Lord. And Nancy, there are people listening now who need to come to know the Lord. And we want to hear the rest of your story on this next show, if that's okay with you. And we're going to pray for those who might have an eating disorder and they need hope and help right now.
Absolutely.
Well, Father God, we just thank you so much for this story. And you know, this is a story that I think there are some who are listening right now who can relate to. And they're saying, you know, I'm always a strong one in front of people, but deep inside, I'm just looking for approval. And it's doing the things needed to get that approval. And the good news of Jesus Christ and why Nancy is so happy is because she found the approval that God so desired to give her. And God wants to give you that approval. You can literally, tangibly feel it, accept it, and come into grips with it. So Jesus, we come to you right now knowing that you died on the cross for our approval so that we can get that approval from heaven that fills us and brings heaven to earth. So Jesus, we just take that moment to receive that approval and receive you and receiving knowing you, knowing that you've died for our sins. We love you, Jesus. We receive you now. We believe in you, and we call upon your name.
In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.